Look, neighbours can be tricky little things. I'm blessed at the moment, but I've certainly had some horror shows in my past. What, however, if your neighbours were actually a large field with hundreds and hundreds of corpses? We don't normally think about what happens with cemeteries when they fill up. But where are we going to put Nan when she finally, like, leaves, shuffles off this mortal coil, and the cemetery that we'd normally go to is absolutely full? There are dedicated people thinking of figuring out how we can lay our loved ones to rest in the future. They're planning out brand new cemeteries and making sure that everyone's happy with where they go. Kate Ryan is a researcher and planning consultant at Urbis. It's a planning firm. She's on the phone right now. Very good morning, Kate.
Hi, Nick. How are you going?
I'm good. Now, it's funny. Cemeteries are the kind of thing that many of us don't think about. They tend to be a little out of the way. They're somewhere we travel to. But obviously a lot of planning goes into where they need to be.
Yeah, that's true. And in terms of planning, it's something that the field of planning hasn't had to think about before now, because these huge cemeteries that have been in our landscape for 100 years or so are still not full, but they will be soon. So it's something that's only just sort of catching the eye of politicians and planners, so it's definitely a new challenge.
Look, it's a funny thing, because we have a regular segment on Wednesday. It's called Dictionary of Sydney, and we have looked at what happened to some of the older cemeteries around Sydney. They get relocated. There used to be one at Central that got moved out, but we've never talked about where you start looking. I mean, what are some of the things you take into account when planning for a new cemetery?
Well, I guess a key challenge is the fact that, I mean, Sydney's growing, yet there's no room in the inner suburbs to create new cemeteries.
No.
There are other few big challenges when thinking about that. Competing land uses and the viability of your cemetery. I mean, land's obviously worth a lot more for residential or commercial purposes. So that factor definitely comes into play for the cemetery operators when they're looking for new land. But the urban fringe is really the only place that as well as looking for new land, there's also the fact of emerging burial trends like green burials or renewable tenure, which sort of seek to use land a bit more sustainably so it can provide ongoing capacity and cemeteries won't fill up so quick. Definitely quite a lot of land's needed, and the planning controls need to facilitate that so the process runs smoothly, because operators are out there looking for more land.
So those burial technologies are quite new, however. That's something, I guess, that we haven't really been thinking about when planning cemeteries before.
Yeah, exactly. And as a society, we haven't really been thinking about them either, because we don't often talk about these issues. But there's definitely sort of, we did research and surveys of younger people, and there's definitely a lot of interest out there of, natural burial, which is, it's also known as green burials or woodland burials. So they involve little to no embalmment or, a biodegradable coffin, and the natural landscape's pretty much kept as is, and there's no headstone. So factors like that, and then that sort of that landscape can be reused. It's sort of a less permanent image of a cemetery, I guess, are things that, younger people are thinking about and recognising that they understand the pressures of growth within the city, and definitely some of those sustainable trends appeal to them.
I kind of like that. Pop me in a cardboard box and drop me under a tree and hope for the best.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Well, look, I personally, and this is just a weird thing, it's a bit of a Healy family curse, we're all terrified of being buried alive, which is absolutely ridiculous. Like, I realise that's actually impossible given modern embalming techniques. So we're all about cremation wherever possible.
Yep.
Is it time that we rethought some of the culture that we have around burial and funeral?
Yeah, and I mean, these practices won't be for everyone, and they don't need to be, but I think discussions and talking about other options is important, because then people actually know that these options are out there. And as you said, cremation rates have risen a lot in the last century. Quite a time ago, no one was cremated, or very few people were. And now the cremation rate of Sydney is at, I think it's about 66%. So, yeah, only about 33% of people are getting buried, but there'll still always be a demand for burial space because of, you know, religious preferences and personal preferences as well.
And just to circle back a little bit, you mentioned that we're sort of looking at the urban fringe at the moment. Is accessibility to cemeteries an important factor so that people can get back out there?
Yeah, it's that's a really interesting point, because when you think of a cemetery, it's both for the living and the dead. And visitation to cemeteries is an important thing to think about. You know, will someone travel an hour and a half to go visit a grave of someone they just buried? And I think after speaking to funeral directors, their opinion is that visiting a grave is quite important in the early stages of grieving, but sometimes that visitation generally does decrease over time. So, yeah, definitely that's a very interesting interesting point.
And just finally, Kate, you mentioned before that we are filling up, but there's still a little bit of a room. How much of a drop have we got on this planning stage at the moment? We're not about to run out while this is still being organised, are we?
Hopefully not. The state government estimates that burial capacity will be exhausted by 2050.
Ah.
So, yeah, there's currently, they think, about 320,000 plots available. So there's definitely a bit of planning to do, but hopefully this issue can be sorted out.
Excellent. So barring war with the United States or a superbug taking over Sydney, we should be okay.
Definitely.
Kate, thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you. Bye.
This is Kate Ryan from planning firm Urbis, talking about how we look at creating brand new cemeteries just around Sydney, which is, we've got a little bit of time, but we do need to be thinking about it right now. And I was only mildly kidding about the superbug. Just remember, you know, don't necessarily have to wash your hands with a full antiseptic solution all the time.